All right, so today we're gonna dive into something a little different.
Okay.
We've got a collection of materials about, well, you know, it's Slender Man, right?
Right.
But there's this story that's presented as true, but then we also have like snippets from an Instagram account,
Yeah.
and even like some kind of meta commentary about how it's actually fiction.
Interesting.
And so I thought it would be kind of cool to try to like
Yeah.
trace the origins of the Slender Man myth and see where the line blurs between like a real event
Oh, yeah.
and, you know, imagination, horror.
Definitely. Yeah, that sounds really interesting because, you never know how these things really start. And to kind of like see where it goes from like a supposedly true story to like a fictional character and how that evolution takes place.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So let's start with this first layer, right? We've got this document that's labeled The True Story of Slender Man.
Okay.
And it starts in 1977 in Huntsville, Alabama, with a man named Sino Armstrong.
Sino Armstrong.
And the first detail that they give you is that this guy is almost 10 feet tall.
Whoa, okay, that's huge.
Yeah, so I mean, just try to imagine like a figure of that scale just like walking around.
In a normal town,
Yeah.
yeah, that's a little freaky.
It's like almost supernatural, you know?
Yeah, it's like out of like, some kind of mythology or something.
Oh,
Like it
yeah.
just doesn't seem possible.
So then the story goes on, and it's summer of 1979, and four young men go camping in a forest near Huntsville,
Okay.
and only one of them comes back.
Oh my gosh.
And his story is that this very tall man wearing a suit and a white mask abducted his friends.
Oh, wow.
And the police, they just dismissed it as mass hysteria.
Really?
Yeah, and they dropped the case.
So they didn't investigate further at all?
Nope.
Wow. So, I mean, you can imagine how, like, the families of those missing people would
Oh, I
feel.
know. I mean, it would be devastating.
And not only that, but, like, the whole community, well, they would be living in fear.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Because there's this, like, potential threat out there that's just completely unaddressed.
And there's no closure.
Right, exactly.
So it gets even worse. Over the next decade, more than nine other young people disappear.
Oh,
And so the locals, you know, they start to connect the dots, right? They think about
God.
that one survivor story, and they think about this unusually tall man, Sino Armstrong.
Right.
And they start to suspect that maybe he's involved somehow.
Yeah, I mean, it's like when we don't have all the information,
Yeah.
our brains try to fill in the blanks.
Right. And we look for patterns.
Yeah, and we try to create a narrative that makes sense of what happened.
And a lot of times that's based on, you know, fear and speculation.
Exactly.
So eventually, Sino Armstrong is arrested,
Okay.
but they don't have any concrete evidence.
Oh.
So he's released.
Hmm.
And then that's the story just stops.
Really?
Yeah, we don't hear anything else about him or what happened to those missing people.
That's so strange.
It is, and it's really disturbing.
Yeah, and this is what we're told is like the origin story of Slender Man.
Right.
Like this is supposed to be what inspired the fictional character. So it's
Exactly.
like this really creepy, like unresolved mystery.
Yeah, with this like looming, almost inhuman figure at the center of it.
Right, and it really plays into those primal fears we have about the unknown.
And the vulnerability of young people.
Exactly.
So, okay, here's where things start to get a little weird.
Okay.
We have this other document that's titled Fictional Narrative Analysis.
Okay.
And it just straight up says, obviously, the story is not real, but doesn't mean we can't have a little fun with it.
Wait, so they're saying that the story of Sino Armstrong is fake,
Yeah.
but they presented it as a true story.
I know, it's super confusing.
That's really weird.
Yeah, it kind of makes you question everything you just read.
Yeah, like what was the point of presenting it as true in the first place
You
if they
know?
were just gonna say it was fake all along?
It's like they're playing with us.
Yeah, like they're trying to mess with our heads or something.
And then we have these snippets from an Instagram account.
Okay.
The account is called Inspector Story.
Inspector
Yeah.
Story.
And they mentioned that they're tightly connected to this show.
What?
Yeah. And they say that their intention is just to have lighthearted fun.
So they're saying that this whole thing is just for fun,
Yeah.
but it's a story about missing people and a potentially dangerous giant.
I know. It's really strange.
It's like they're not taking it seriously at all,
Right.
which
Yeah.
is kind of disturbing considering the subject matter.
Yeah, it feels really disrespectful.
Yeah, like they're trivializing something really serious.
There's also this note that says lighthearted cursing is acceptable, but honestly, it just feels completely inappropriate.
Yeah, I agree.
Like the tone of this whole thing is so dark and unsettling.
Yeah, there's this like undercurrent of dread.
Right.
And cursing just doesn't fit with that.
Then there are these excerpts of pasted text, and they're talking about the tone and flow of the story.
Okay.
And they say that the energy should match the topic. And I think that's what we're doing here, right? It's slow.
Yeah.
It's deliberate.
Yeah.
And there's this sense of unease that just keeps building.
Right. And it's effective.
Yeah.
It's like the silences are almost as important as the words.
Right. Like sometimes words just aren't enough to describe the horror.
Exactly.
There's also a part where it says, we should react as if we're hearing this story for the first time.
Okay.
And honestly, when I think about those young men vanishing into the woods,
yeah,
and the police just dismissing it,
yeah,
it's really unsettling.
It is.
It's like I can feel the fear and the confusion that those people must have felt.
It's like a punch to the gut.
Yeah.
It makes you realize how fragile our sense of safety really is.
Absolutely.
Like anything could happen at any time.
And then there's this instruction that says we should answer hypothetical questions without firm answers.
Like Mulder and Scully.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay, I like that.
So what if the police were wrong?
About the mass hysteria. Yeah, what if something truly sinister did happen to those young men in the forest?
Yeah, what if there was something lurking out there?
Something that they couldn't explain.
Or someone who was intentionally harming people.
And what about Sino Armstrong?
Right, he just disappears from the story.
Yeah, like what happened to him?
Did he leave Huntsville?
Did he continue to harm people?
Like, we just don't know.
And that's what makes it so scary.
Exactly.
The unknown is always more frightening than the known.
Absolutely.
There's also this suggestion to make it a performance.
Okay.
And to highlight vivid details.
Okay. So like what kind of details are we talking about?
Well, like that image of Sino Armstrong.
The 10-foot tall man.
Yeah. And the suit and the blank white mask.
Yeah. That's a really creepy image.
It's like something out of a nightmare.
Yeah. It's like he's not even human.
Right. It's like he's something else entirely.
Something monstrous.
And then they say, imagine if this happened to you.
Oh, gosh. I don't even want to think about it.
It's terrifying.
It is like to imagine losing someone you love to something like that.
Yeah, and to never know what happened to them.
And to be completely powerless to stop it.
Yeah, it's a really dark thought.
It is.
And finally, there's the instruction to come up with theories and conclusions.
Okay, so what are your thoughts?
Well, I keep thinking about how they present this true story.
Yeah.
And then they immediately say it's fiction.
Right.
It's like they're trying to have it both ways.
Yeah, it's like they want to scare us with this story,
yeah,
but they don't want to take responsibility for it.
What if they're using the fiction label as a cover?
What do you mean?
Like, what if there's actually some truth to the story?
But they don't want to admit it because
yeah,
it's too disturbing,
right,
or because they're afraid of the consequences.
Maybe they're just messing with us.
Yeah, that's a possibility too.
So to sum it all up,
yeah,
we have this creepy story about a giant and a bunch of missing people.
Right.
And we're told it's both true and not true. And the creators claim they're just trying to have fun.
But it doesn't feel very fun.
Not at all.
It feels like there's something darker going on.
Exactly.
Like they're hiding something from us.
Which leads me to this final thought.
Okay.
If this story about Sino Armstrong was dismissed as mass hysteria.
Yeah.
What other stories are out there?
Like other unexplained disappearances.
Yeah. Or other encounters with strange creatures.
Or other things that we just can't explain.
Right. And what if those stories are true?
That's a scary thought.
It is.
It makes you wonder what else is out there lurking in the shadows.
What else we don't know about.
And what else we might be afraid of if we did know.
It's a question that I think will stay with me for a long time.
Yeah, me too.
It's a question that we all need to ask ourselves.
Because the truth is out there.
Somewhere.
But whether we want to find it or not
is another question entirely.